A records request for complaints filed at the Columbia Police Department from March to mid-September yielded a few allegations of racial profiling. I looked into the 6.5 months' worth of complaints and talked to the Columbia Police Department and members of Race Matters Friends. I learned how the CPD responds to complaints, and I learned about their attempts to reduce racial profiling and what the department still needs to do. The Columbia Police Department has come under scrutiny for a claim Police Chief Ken Burton made during the July 19th City Council meeting.
It is my belief that as a department, we do not racially profile our citizens.
Burton's comment was challenged, both by some council members and by members of the group Race Matters Friends, who were in attendance during this meeting.
So the conversation became about the Attorney General's report on vehicle stop reports, because that showed a clear pattern of disparity.
That's Race Matters Friends member Rachel Taylor.
And so for us, when the chief of police said racial profiling doesn't exist, we said, well, clearly something's happening. Here's the data. And then they agreed that we could analyze the data more.
She says one of its members, Tara Warney Griggs, offered to analyze the stop report data, and the department agreed. A little over a week after the city council meeting, Chief Burton met with Race Matters Friends to discuss implicit biases and racial profiling. At this meeting, Burton said he believed that the CPD did not collect enough data to determine whether or not racial profiling occurred, and that the department rarely gets internal complaints about racial profiling. I wanted to see how often, if at all, complaints are filed to the CPD on the basis of racial profiling. After reading through 40 complaints spanning from March until mid-September, I found 3 complaints that allege police officers engaged in either racial profiling or adhere to stereotypes about Black residents. According to Internal Affairs Sergeant Brian Tate, each complaint filed to the police goes through the same process once the department receives it.
So basically, when the complaints are taken in and we determine that there alleged misconduct on an officer, we enter it into our software system. We have a tracking software system indicating, you know, that it is an active case per se. The officer is notified of the complaint and regarding what policies they're being investigated for.
After the complaint is investigated, the investigation goes through the chain of command, with the chief of police deciding on disciplinary actions if the officer is found guilty. The outline for this procedure is found in the city ordinance. I asked Tate about the 3 complaints I found, and after looking them up, 2 of the complaints were determined to be unfounded or not verified. The other complaint was true, but the officer was exonerated because the actions were deemed justified. One of Race Matters Friends' goals for the CPD is an expansion of its community outreach program. Currently, 6 officers and 1 sergeant maintain the program. Sergeant Michael Hester heads the program. He also teaches fair and impartial police training sessions.
What we've done with fair and impartial policing is try to present the officers the science of human bias, because our police officers are human beings, so that they can recognize it in themselves or in other people that they deal with, and make sure they're making decisions based on the law, the circumstances, policy, rather than an implicit bias they may not have previously recognized.
Hester would also like to expand the community outreach program through the entire department. However, that requires funding, and the CPD doesn't have the funds to expand the program at the moment.
Currently, our patrol officers who work very hard, they're just going call to call. There's no time to really dig down and invest. And with more funds, more personnel, that's where I would invest that those additional funds.
Tracy Wilson Kleekamp, the president of Race Matters Friends, believes that a citywide community policing policy and a fully staffed police department would help diminish racial profiling. She also believes that cultural competency training is also necessary for the department.
I don't want anyone to think that because we want culturally competent cops, because we want there to not be disparities in arrests, that we're against the police. We have to stop that kind of nonsense talk.
That's right.
We really all, we want to have a 21st century police department, but we might have some 19th century people in charge, right? That's the problem. So we are doing our job as, you know, constituents, which is saying, you know what, we want to have a more robust police department, but we think you should have some policy that directs what you do. And right now, to us, it appears very piecemeal.
For more information on this story and to see all of the complaints filed at the CPD from March until mid-September, you can visit KBIA.org. For KBIA News, I'm Sarah Kellogg.